This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right now, brought to you by Ford. Built for Texas. Built for you. It is the owner and general manager of your Dallas Cowboys, Jerry Jones. Good morning, sir.
Hey, great guys. Good to be on with you. Kevin, Corey, Mike. Good to be on with you, buddy. Matt.
Well, we love talking with you every single morning. I'm kind of curious because I like to get your perspective on the broader NFL and sports issues as well. Is the Phoenix Suns owner is essentially being forced to sell his team. Obviously, you've seen this with Jerry Richardson and the Panthers. I just was curious, like, what are your thoughts on franchise owners being told by the league at one point or another that they have to sell their team?
Well, I obviously wouldn't go to those specific team owner situations or relationships or how they've evolved or where they ended up, but I wouldn't do that. But I know this: it's a privilege to get to be a part of a league like the NFL or get to be a part of sports. The way things have evolved over the last 20 or 30 years, there are parts of it that no one could have ever anticipated relative to social issues, relative to the responsibility that is involved when you have that much interest and that much attention. And it's unquestionably, it has certain great attributes to it. And so on the other hand, it has created areas of behavior, expectation or expectation about your views, misplaced as it may be relative to the individuals involved, it's still there. And so I respect that, and I respect that you need to do the right thing in the right places, whether it's workplace, whether it's society. So I get it. I've certainly appreciate just every day getting up and getting to be a part of sports in America, and certainly with the Dallas Cowboys.
Jerry, going into the Bengals game last week, there was a lot of stress, urgency. I mean, even our interview, there was a lot of tense moments, I believe. But you get a win, and I'm kind of curious: do you lighten up a little bit after a win, or do you kind of continue to impress upon these guys that they have this hill to climb, and you can't take your foot off the pedal?
Well, I thought the question was going, do I lighten up in my mirror or in my own mind? And the facts are, I do. That was very disappointing. I felt very responsible for the fact that we'd let our fans down. No one expected that the first game. Any and all of the ways that you could create responsibility, I have, whether it's accurate or not. And so that was a downer. To come back, though, and have the team respond, have the coaches respond, have the head coach respond, to come back and then have, under very trying circumstances, have our young quarterback step out there and play the game he played, defense step up, every person played better. And to get a win against a good team was it's like the sun coming up. It was just a new day for me. Now, reality is that you can't rest on those laurels, not with the level of competition that we've got coming every week. And they've had their ups and downs usually when we play them, and so you got to get ready for that. So you've got to be disciplined, but that's what we've all lived with in our everyday lives, and you just have to do it at the team level as well. We've got to get down to business. We've got to go to work, and that's not going to help us at all next week except to look at the technical ways we can improve.
How surprised are you that the Giants are 2-0?
Well, I look at how they got to 2-0, and it's not they've played well enough to get there, and I think that they're a much better team than they were last year. The fact they're 2-0 will embolden them to be better, and the real truth is that in the NFL, all teams have good players. And they just aren't hitting on all cylinders many times. But I can see how they won those first two ball games, and know that we've really we've got a street fight in New York to get up there and come out of there with a win.
Now, you know, most of the time you say anything, it makes news, and I think we all understand why. Is yesterday talking about, you know, how you would love if Cooper Rush played so great that there could be like a quarterback controversy. Do you talk to Dak like before or after situations like that, or does he ask questions to you about like statements like that?
Not necessarily. If I see him, I will, and I'm sure the same with him. But not necessarily at all. And just to be specific, we don't have anybody that would like, really deep down, like to see Cooper Rush play to that level more than Dak, because that enhances it for all of us, because we know we're going to need every ounce of every person on this team's best play. And if you start going up there and saying, boy, this the opposing team as well as us, when they start looking and having more credibility about the way Cooper Rush is playing, about what we are at quarterback when we don't have Dak. Now, I don't believe there's anybody in the world that doesn't understand how much I appreciate Dak Prescott, his skills, and to have him for the future, and the future being right now, really. So, but the point is that if players play at a level to where you've got people debating how are you using them with their skills, or as to who ought to be out there and who are not, when they're playing at that level, that's a positive.
Did you feel that same way? I'm just kind of curious. I know we're going way back. You feel that same way back in the day about Romo when he was watching Dak's progress along the way back in 16?
Well, of course I did. I was in awe that after Romo got hurt, we were all in the tank. And then Dak steps out there at preseason game again, Los Angeles in the Coliseum. And, boy, he throws that ball down there on the back shoulder, and Dez gets it or whoever caught it. And our whole team was out on that field, 15 yards out on the field. Michael Irvin, I said, did you see that play at Prescott? And Michael said, I don't know about it yet, but what I'm looking at is that team's 15 yards out on the field, everybody rooting for him. They're behind him so much. So that is really a wonderful thing to see. And so if it had been a game or two games and Romo had been back out there, it might have been a different story. Because Romo still had it. Make no mistake about it. He had it, and he had it in a way that could win it all. And look what happened. Dak got his opportunity. He took it and ran with it to all of our benefit. He's one of the top handful of quarterbacks there are. And so all of that is what happened sometime. And that was the context that we were talking about that, and everybody around there knew it.
And, you know, like, it would be awesome if the table was set for Dak to walk in, but you really would ultimately want Dak to come back in, not miss a beat, as long as everything's going along with winning, right?
Absolutely, especially with the difference. Let's get the difference in the Romo thing. I spent a lot of time yesterday talking about how Dak got here with Romo as the quarterback. And again, one of my biggest shortcomings ever, one of them, of many, is to have had Romo and not won a Super Bowl. But the point is that we're not talking about that much time here. Dak is already out there going through the motions. I'm hopeful that he'll be there. That's another thing that people have gotten out of context here about predicting that he can get back or not get back. And all of that's conversation. All of that is what is the interest in what we're doing, the team. All of that's positive. But the difference specifically is that Dak here has just a matter of, if you will, now, a week or two, as opposed to an extended period of time when Romo and Dak were in this same situation.
So, Jerry, it's interesting because I love you've said this multiple times about Tony Romo, and you put it on yourself saying, I just didn't make the right decisions to give him the best opportunity to win the Super Bowl. What specifically were those decisions that we're not sitting here 5 to 7 years from now with Dak Prescott saying, hey, I didn't do enough for Dak?
What about those decisions as it would might relate to Dak? I'm sorry, I didn't understand the question.
So you say, hey, I put it on me. The reason Romo's not a Super Bowl champion is I did not do a good enough job as a general manager. I failed him. What were those failures so we don't see those same failures 5 to 7 years from now saying you repeat that same sentence, but you just change Romo's name for Dak's name?
Well, that's a good question. That is a good question. And we've really, with Dak, we've really emphasized the offensive line. We've had one of the best offensive line. He's played behind one of the best offensive line there is in football the last several years. I like what we've had for him at running back. I like what we've had for him at receiver. And so the supporting cast, probably a little less his first 3 years on defense, but you can't have it all. You cannot do it all. You've got to give up some place. But now then we've got a defense that should do a great job of balancing the attack or balancing the game, field position and those areas. So, you know, it's a whole concept. It's a special teams weapon that can give you some field position at the right time, Turpin time, that type of thing. Those are supporting things that really say, well, Jerry, that's just makeup of team. No, it's supporting your quarterback, or it's asking your quarterback to play above shortcomings. And that's what I'm trying not to do. And that switches around.
Now, when you talk about the potential supporting cast around Dak on both sides of the ball, I am kind of curious, did you look at last night's game or maybe even the week before and you look at what Amari Cooper did and you think, maybe that was not the way to go?
Well, Amari Cooper, the issue with Amari Cooper was how much we were paying him and what we could do with that money completely. And Amari Cooper is a good, a real good player, top player. And should be able to be on any team there is in the NFL. But do you want to allocate that much money to it, or do you have that much allocation, or would you rather have a better offensive line? Had you rather have a better pass rush? Had you rather? You can't have it all, man. You can't have it all. And I'll never forget the very first meeting I had with a media person after I bought the Cowboys. They flew back to the home where I was living in Arkansas after I bought the team, and I was on a jet plane. And a 5-year-old Bronco picked me up at the plane, muddy. And the guy gets off and said, this makes no sense. A muddy 5-year-old Bronco and you're flying in a jet. What's wrong with that picture? I said, it's perfect sense. You drive a 5-year-old Bronco to get a jet. You can't have it all.
You still have that Bronco, Jerry?
It may be down at one of these hunting clubs someplace. We don't we don't get rid of too many of those ones that can still putt around. Plus, got memories in it. Now, that one had a lot of memories. I had a lot of fun in that Bronco on the prairies of Arkansas.
Jerry, you're headed up to New York, and it seems like a 50-50 game when you go to New York, 50% Cowboy fans in the stands. I was wondering, from 1989, I know there's been Cowboy fans around the country ever since you bought the team, but what city has changed the most into more of a Cowboy stadium than it was in 1989-1990?
Boy, I don't know that we've gained on it at all in the stadium as far as having more support. Philadelphia is emboldened, and they've always been hostile. That's not a bad thing, by the way. I frankly don't think there's a stadium that that I could think about that has diminished in their enthusiasm to beat our butt. Mm. And so that's good. The cities, I said this yesterday, the cities are one of the great things about the Cowboys, to get to go play in those great cities, play them there every year, Philadelphia, Washington, New York. That's big time, and that feels so good. To me, that's pro football. I love college. I love the college town. I love the campuses, love all of that. But pro football to me is downtown and city, and it's Gallagher's Bar there in New York. It's that type atmosphere. And so just the aura of playing cities, playing in cities, going in there and having the kind of if you will, trappings that go around pro football, fire me up.
Jerry, do you have any thoughts on Jalen Smith signing with the Giants the week you guys are about to play them?
Well, that's the way you do it. Hmm. If you can and you have a spot and you can bring somebody in that can give you some information that could be helpful, give you some knowledge about a scheme or a player, that's the way you do it.
You concerned about what Jalen knows about this defense?
Huh. That's cricket.
Okay, all right.
Go ahead.
And how eager are you to see Jason Peters and Michael Gallup take the field?
Very. Very. Both. And Michael has really been looking great out there at practices. There's no question that he's can be a big asset to us. So was missed and needed. Peters is a Hall of Fame player that needs to get in shape. That would be the case when you've been playing as long as he's been playing. Mm-hmm. But boy, does he offer us the potential to have some real position flex between two, possibly three positions on that offensive line. But he's such a pro. He's really, I'm so proud of him, because I remember when he came out and he has just done nothing but grow in his life with the NFL, and what a career. So we're going to, if things go like I'd like to think they'll go, he'll make a big contribution to us this year.
Jerry, last question for you. Football is so much more popular than baseball nowadays, and has been for a while. The one thing that baseball has going for him that football doesn't seem to is numbers. Aaron Judge is about to hit home run number 62 to break Roger Maris's Yankee record, American League record. Albert Pujols could hit home run number 700, the fourth person in MLB history. How come football hasn't been able to, at some point, more capture the numbers when guys have record-breaking situations?
Well, thank you for bringing it up. I don't know if it's deliberate or not, but yesterday I was taping for Emmitt Smith's great 20-year celebration of becoming the number one yard gainer in the history of running backs in the NFL. Now, there are some numbers, and I dare say there's a lot of sacrifice went into getting those numbers by not just Emmitt, but the guys that were clearing the way around him. But candidly, I do think we have numbers. I think maybe we should even emphasize more of them. the stats, the passing stats, the our first game, the lack of being able to make first downs, first, second, and 3 yard efforts that we didn't make. So I do think football is a game of numbers. I think that's why it has such a future relative to how it's presented, relative to gaming. It is a numbers deal. I had a coach that was actually a management major, Frank Brawls of Arkansas. And any time I ever talked football with him during my life, it was all about numbers. It was 2-on-1, 3-on-2. Everything, defense or offense, was outnumbered them. And so, literally, I'm taking your question literally, we could do and can do to think that baseball may have us outnumbered. We need to do a better job there, because our game is a game of numbers as well. Stats are important. Of course, I'm a baseball guy, and I love to play baseball. Football's work. Baseball, I love to play. And I'll never forget the first time I went to New York. I touched that old stadium. I was pretty old. I was almost 30. And I put my hand on that Yankee Stadium, went right there and said, Yogi, Mickey, Mantle, I know you're in there. It's appropriate because Maris was breaking his record, I think it was Mantle's record he broke. But I put that hand on that stadium and I said, boy, here I am. I'm touching you after all. Yankee Stadium. Man. So those are the kinds of things to me that differentiate sports.
I love that, Jerry. I want to ask you, I know I said last question, but follow up with this. And I know where you're at, where it is with the Cowboys, but you've made so much money. Have you ever thought about, I know there's a few owners that own a football team and a baseball team. Have you ever thought of the Jones family also being owners of an MLB team?
I have not. And I've just always been so focused and committed on the football, and I just wanted to just totally indulge, totally involved, just completely disappear in everything about the Cowboys and football. We got involved in the arena team because it was my understanding the arena team, arena might be involved with NFL. I thought it might come, and so I didn't want somebody else here in this area to have NFL on by being involved in an arena team. So I got there. Other than that, I've never been tempted to be anything but the water boy for the Cowboys.
Appreciate the time, stories, and information. As always, good sir. We'll catch up with you again on Friday.
Thanks, guys.
There you go. Dallas Cowboys owner and general manager Jerry Jones.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.